best thing to know about yoga nidra. There's absolutely no way you can do it wrong. This is your practice, simply to be here resting. That's what's the most important. So I say that first. Second thing I like to say, the most useful thing to kind of cultivate during the practice of yoga nidra is the attitude of welcoming anything that arises. Because when you lie down and you try to listen to someone talk for about 20 minutes, most likely your mind's going to wander somewhere at some point. This is why welcoming is just so important. Because if you welcome things into your awareness, they will arise and they will also subside. And so sort of watching in this process is also one of the great essences of yoga nidra. But as we settle here today, I wanted to just briefly speak onto, I've explained this practice in so many different ways, but today I wanted to explain it in the way that is the most real for me. And for me, this practice of yoga nidra is all about the power of rest. And in the lineages of yoga which I study, this power of rest is known as nidra shakti. And even sometimes nidra shakti ma can be personified as a goddess. To me, the power of rest feels very feminine, and it feels very connected to the earth herself. So the practice of yoga nidra for me is all about the question of, can I let go and let Ma hold me? Can I let rest come? Can I let it support me? And that's the question. Because she holds and supports you always. And some people fight sleep and fight resting in so many different ways. But if you just simply humble yourself, let go, and let her hold you, your body and your mind will receive great benefits, receive nourishment on many levels. And this is how I personally make sense of this practice. But there's many other ways to make sense of it as well. But here, as you settle and as you breathe, just like the beginning of class, you can use the breath as a tool, sort of feeling the support of the floor beneath you, the props, and with the exhale, letting go into that support. Feel the breath moving in the body, then soften with the breath. Soften down into the earth. Let the skin soften. Encourage your muscles to soften. And even just let the earth of your bones be resting here. Helpful here at the beginning of a nidra practice to intentionally soften the face, let the brow soften down towards the eyes, let the cheeks be soft, let the eyes fall deep in the sockets, and allow your tongue to fall back from your teeth. And as you lie there breathing, with each breath, just allow yourself to more and more embrace this present moment, as if each breath could just bring you more here and more now. And during this practice here today, there will be other sounds. Sounds in the distance outside of this room. Cars and people in the streets. perhaps sounds in this building. There's this unique quality of sound in this room as well. So right now, just really be with your sonic experience. Practice this attitude of welcoming by welcoming all sounds for a few breaths. During the practice of Yoga Nidra, the invitation is to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. And here now I'm going to recite a classic intention for the practice of Yoga Nidra. First, just listen, and then maybe on the second time, you can add some of your energy as well. And this intention goes, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger capable of guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. Again, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger capable of guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. So every perception is welcomed here. Every thought, every emotion, every sensation in the body is welcomed. And we affirm our ability to stay awake, but any form of awareness is welcome here in this practice of Yoga Nidra. So welcome. Welcome here. Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. As one of my teachers loves to say, this practice very much can be a welcome home to yourself. And this practice will now proceed with a rotation of awareness around the physical body, where the invitation is to practice sensing and feeling the body as pure sensation. Again, there's no way you can do this wrong. Simply feeling the body, honoring the body with this power, this magic of our attention. And we'll begin this trip around the physical body here today by first bringing awareness to the eyebrow center point. Sense and feel the eyebrow center point. So noticing anything here. And then allow your attention to move down to the space in between the collarbones. Feel the softness at the base of the throat. And then notice the right shoulder. Feel the right elbow and wrist. Welcome the sensations in the palm of the right hand, and the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and the little finger. And feel the space between the fingers. Notice again the right palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Simply feeling, simply welcoming. And continue this flow of attention. Now notice the left shoulder. Feel the left elbow and wrist. Notice the sensations in the palm of the left hand, and the tip of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel the space between the fingers. Notice again left palm, wrist, elbow, the space between the collarbones. And then from here, invite your attention into the space of the heart. Feel your heart center. Notice anything arising here. And then feel the right chest. Notice the heart center. Feel the left chest. And again, the heart center. Simply feeling, simply welcoming. And allow your attention to move down to the navel center behind the belly button, feeling everything here. Then all the way down to the base of the pelvis. Feel the earth in you, in your pelvis. The pelvis is this place where we can just easily tune into our earthen terrestrial nature. Remember that you are an earthling. Then notice the right hip. Feel the right knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the right foot. The tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. And feel the space between the toes. Notice again, right sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. Allow your attention to continue to flow, continue to welcome. Notice now the left hip. Feel the left knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the left foot, and the tip of the left, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. And feel the spaces between the toes. And again, notice that left sole. Feel into the left ankle, knee, and hip. And again, just really root yourself in awareness of the pelvis. From here, we'll invite our attention up the midline of the body, a place in the body where the teachings of yoga talk about a Shushumna Nadi, a central channel. And some philosophies say that all movements of energy stem from and go back into the central channel. So just feel your center, feel the base of the pelvis. Notice the navel center behind the belly button. Feel again the heart center behind the breastbone. Notice the throat center in between the collarbones. Feel the eyebrow center point and the crown of the head. Notice what's here in the crown. And then back down, eyebrow center. Feel the space between the collarbones. And then allow your awareness to come home to the space of the heart. And just be here, breathing, noticing, a heart-centered being for a few breaths. Here now, breathe with the whole central channel from the base of the pelvis through the heart and up through the crown of the head. Just breathe with your center. What is it like to have your awareness here in the middle? This awareness of your middle to expand. Feeling perhaps the whole torso, and the whole body, the torso, the arms, the legs, the head, cultivate a whole body sensation here. Just feeling the wholeness of this body. There is no way to do this wrong. Just feeling and welcoming here. And then allow this awareness of sensation to expand a little further. Feel again outside the physical body. Feel the space beneath you, above you, to the left, and to the right. Feel this sensation of space surrounding the body now. Just feeling into the space around this resting body. Feel it all at once, the body and space together. Feel the body and space as one global orb of sensation. The body and space as an orb of sensation. Breathing and resting here. Exploration of sensation to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. These realms of awareness, which are Yoga Nidra, contain so many different potentialities. You can explore ways of being. You can integrate ways of being. And just to be here in this liminal space, somewhere in between waking and sleeping, resting here, you allow your body to use its own medicine to restore itself. And just to know that as you're resting, this body rests, this mind rests, and simply to be here is more than enough. We'll next embrace the qualities of this here present moment by exploring sounds together once again. And it can be important to remember that sounds can be rather evocative. So please remember to welcome anything that arises. Simply feel. We'll begin the process of taking these blessings with us. First, just become aware of the fact of awareness itself. Notice your ability to be aware. Simple fact of you. And then notice the life in you, the movement of life, universal Shakti, manifests as each breath, each beat of the heart, universal life force energy just moving through you as you resting here, moving inside of awareness. Then notice the mind, the ability to think thoughts. Remember the heart and the ability to feel emotions. All thoughts, all emotions arising and subsiding within awareness. And then come back to your body. Feel the earth in your body. Maybe notice how this experience of the body also arises within awareness. Continuing to lie here still with the eyes closed, bring into your awareness the so-called external world. Remember this room, this space, this special place on Mother Earth here and now. And know that this yoga nidra practice is coming to a close. We'll begin to externalize more and more. It can feel really good and really nourishing at this point to just take a little bit of a deeper breath, a little bit of a deeper inhale, and a little bit of a deeper exhale. If you haven't started already, a little bit of gentle movement of the body, wiggling the fingers or the toes. You can begin to wiggle and shift and move in any way that feels good now. It's coming more and more back into this present moment, space and time. Always with that question of what of this can we bring with us? Also the question of what of this is useful to bring with us? It's like I said, taking this time to allow ourselves to release and be held by the earth here, and then moving back into the world. Sometimes it's nice to sort of squinch up the face or even rub the face. It can be nice to just notice the various senses, very much the smells and the tastes and the wetness in the mouth, the various sounds and the feeling of having rested here. And know that now this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you.